Some people, faith in God seems like a relatively easy thing. These are people who have had a solid foundation laid for them early in their lives that made belief in God and trusting God a very natural thing. But I would venture that for the majority of us, faith has not always been easy. We look at the life and the teachings of Jesus Christ and we find his message and ways humanly impossible to follow. Faith seems impossible to follow when we're taught by Jesus that we must forgive people, even those who deserve our scorn and our anger and even our hatred. Or we must work for the needs of others, including those who may not be willing to help themselves. Or maybe what is required is to put God and others before oneself. Or being challenged as people of light and hope in a world that is dark and despairing at times. Faith indeed is overwhelming for many of us, and often we may feel that we don't have enough faith to do what we are called to do as Christians. Well, that was the setting for our gospel lesson that Barry read a moment ago. The disciples of Jesus had been listening to some very demanding teaching. And to be honest, they were overwhelmed by Jesus' call to live pure lives and forgive others. I think sometimes we assume that the disciples had some sort of special spiritual powers or abilities helping them to live out Jesus' teachings and to follow him. But the disciples weren't spiritual giants. They were common people. They were people like us. People who struggled with these kind of everyday demanding teachings. And what was their response to these crazy demands Jesus was making? He said, increase our faith. So the disciples, they didn't feel like they had enough faith to forgive those who were unforgivable. They didn't have enough faith to be generous with those who didn't deserve it or live in ways that really reflected the ways of God and the teachings of Jesus. Increase our faith. That's what we want when we feel that we don't have enough to follow in the steps of Christ. And how did Jesus respond? How did Jesus respond to this request by the disciples to increase their faith? Well, when I read it at first, it seemed like Jesus was reprimanding the disciples for some sort of absence of faith. But as I read and I reread this passage, I begin to see that Jesus really isn't rebuking his disciples. He's affirming them. He affirmed them for the faith that they did have. He didn't say that they had no faith, that they were faithless fools crying out like little infants. What Jesus said in essence was, you don't need more faith. What he said was they had within them enough faith to live out the full possibility of Jesus' teaching. I think oftentimes when we feel that our faith is inadequate for the things that we're facing in life, or when our situation seems hopeless and despairing, we cry out for this increase in our faith. But in reality, Jesus says to us, as he told those disciples long ago, we already have enough to do incredible and mighty things. Even less faith would be adequate. Now, sometimes our talk about faith seems to be in these quantitative terms. I hear people talk about how little faith they have or how much faith she has. Now, the issue here is not quantity, but quality. Faith is not meant to be viewed in a measured or quantitative way. The quality of our faith is what is at the heart of Jesus' teachings in this passage from Luke. A simple and sincere, focused and centered faith is what Jesus is affirming. Such a faith has the ability to do the impossible, like uproot a mulberry tree and plant it in the sea. So what's the nature of this quality of faith? Such a faith is simple and sincere. It doesn't have to be complex or elaborate or intellectually advanced or scholarly. One doesn't have to read the great theologians of the past to have a quality Christian faith. A simple faith is one that is genuine and authentic and takes seriously the belief that God is personal and alive and present in our world and in our lives. One of the stumbling blocks for a simple faith is that we tend to think of God in speculative and philosophical ways. A simple faith is a trust in the God who wants relationship and wants fellowship with us. A simple faith touches the heart and the mind and the soul. A quality faith is also very focused. It's very centered. It takes seriously following Jesus Christ as the center of our lives. Simple faith that's focused and centered has a deep effect on our thoughts and upon our words, and especially upon our deeds. It affects the way we act in our relationships, in our community activities, in our general outlook on society. It's something that clothes us in the way we think and the way we act. Jesus told his disciples and tells us as well that even the smallest degree of faith has the power to make the Christian life possible. A simple faith, a faith the size of a mustard seed. And I always love to do that as a children's story for the kids, to put one little mustard seed in their hand. Talk about a faith that big. That is powerful enough to not only make a difference in our lives, but it's powerful enough to make a difference in our world, just like those kids we're talking about. Our faith as Christians is one of the greatest forces in the world. But nothing can happen without faith. Faith in God is the instrument that enables people to remove the hills of difficulty that block their path. Simple quality of faith has the ability to cancel out those attitudes that something is impossible or absurd. So we place our trust in a God who wants to relate to us. We're able to experience a newfound power for our living. But you know something? It doesn't just happen. Faith needs us as a partner. If we approach something and we don't believe it'll happen, it won't. But if we approach something like conquering world hunger, believing that it must be done, then chances are it will be done. Faith has the ability to transform our lives and our relationships, our outlook. But we must will it to be done. In just a few moments, we're going to gather about this table to celebrate the Lord's Supper. It's a meal of faith, completely. For in faith, we take these little tiny pieces of bread and a little cup of grape juice. And spiritually, we partake of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Without faith, it's probably looked upon as a pretty silly ritual. But in faith, this meal has tremendous power to unite Christians, to unite us as a church family, to restore broken lives and broken relationships, and to give each of us a renewed outlook for living. As we come to this meal, let us do so in faith. A simple, sincere, focused, centered faith. Such a faith can uproot mulberry trees. Indeed, such a faith can bring us the full and meaningful life. Amen.
In our prayers today, remember Esther Ann Wigritz, who passed away on Tuesday, January 12th of this year. Winston C. Williams, who passed away on Friday, January 8th, 2016. Services will be held at Wisconsin Memorial Park at a future date. Also in our prayers, Sally Boyle and her family as they mourn the loss of her mother, Betty Ferry, who passed away on Sunday, January 24th. And Chris Willis and his family as they mourn the passing of his father, Douglas, who passed away on Wednesday, January 27th. We pray for our new members, their spouses, and their mentors, sponsors, and their mentors as they grow in fellowship and faith in our congregation. And I have to especially add, we pray for all involved in the legal system, judges, attorneys, police officers, corrections officers, as they follow God in providing criminal and civil justice. We pray that the effects of the youth, that their fast experience remain with them in understanding who our neighbors are in God. There are many other members who would need our prayers, and they are not listed in Caring Corner. So let us now pray for those intentions deep within our hearts, but also the intentions of those sitting with us today and those who cannot be with us this morning.